Switch from the KSRO greenhouse to the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, and there, live and direct, is Chef John Ash.
I'm here.
You are.
And we're both. Wearing, I made it.
You're both wearing green today, kind of anticipatory.
Yeah. Well, and you're wearing red and green.
Red and green. Yeah, I've got the whole thing going on, the whole ensemble. How are you?
Good.
Good to see you this morning. We wanted to do this Saturday and next Saturday, a few minutes of some of our cool tools and gadgets for the kitchen, for those that have not completed all their gift giving, some last minute ideas, gifts from your kitchen, things that you can actually make. John began giving some of these great ideas probably 25 years ago, and it's just been a lifesaver for so many people that are kind of stuck for a really perfect gift for someone that is kind of hard to buy for. And you mentioned that something that you make from your kitchen, that's always going to be appreciated more than anything you buy online or a gift certificate.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Really personalizes and feels more heartfelt.
Yeah.
Which is a wonderful idea. Let's just start with a few that are really easy to do. Lemon curd is the first one.
Lemon curd is great. And we're kind of awash right now in Meyer lemons, and it makes the best lemon curd. And it's so simple to do. It's eggs and butter and
lemon juice.
Whisk it up, and it keeps really well. You put it in a jar and keep it in the refrigerator, and you can have it around for a long time.
And it's not inexpensive when you buy it at the store.
No, I don't know why.
Well, but it's like you said, lemon juice, sugar, a little cornstarch, and that's optional, depending on how thick you want it. Egg yolks, whole eggs, a little salt, couple zest of lemons, and then some butter. Whisk them together, strain, place the mixture in a stainless steel bowl over simmering water, and then stir in the zest.
Not touching. So when you do that, it's the steam from the simmering water that adds the heat. You don't want to get it in the water.
Understood.
Because it's too hot.
Okay, and then you
whisk. So what's boiling temperature of water?
212, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Last time I looked.
Yeah.
And then with a rubber spatula, preferably, or a whisk, you stir until the mixture thickens. 5 minutes off the heat, you stir in the butter, and then you put them in the sterilized glass jar.
Yeah.
And then you cover.
Yeah.
Really that simple.
It is.
And you make a little custom sticker on the front. On the kitchens of John.
Well, it's also one of those great things to have for Christmas or New Year's breakfast, you know. Have that on your bagel.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Or croissant. And one more. We won't do too many, but this is another perennial best of hits of John Ash. Kitties, Christmas caramel corn. When you first gave this probably 30 years ago, we started making this at the house. It's the only caramel corn we make at the
house.
Isn't
that good? And it's really simple. I guess I have to cop. She probably doesn't listen anymore. It was my ex-wife's mother, whose name was Kitty.
Oh, so the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
The old mother-in-law. But you have these.
And
good
she memories. Never liked me anyway. But
you shared this recipe with
you. I've immortalized her with this caramel corn recipe.
It's brown sugar, it's corn syrup, it's unsalted butter, it's salt, it's baking soda. That's an interesting green. So that causes some lift or something?
Yes, it does.
And then popped corn, and then if you want, mixed nuts are optional. So kind of like a Cracker Jack.
I was just going to say, it's better than Cracker Jacks.
Oh, yeah. Because Cracker Jack is really not that good a product, let's face it.
Used to be.
But you got a present, which was the nice thing. And it's really easy. You make this, you mixture, remove it from the heat, then you stir in the baking soda. But you need to be careful when you do that because
it
expands.
Yes.
Exponentially, so you got to be sure your saucepan is large enough. And then you pour the syrup over the popped corn and the nuts. You toss it. You spread the corn over a couple cookie sheets. You bake it.
Spread it out.
In a preheated, now this is low, 250 degree oven for an hour, and you stir that occasionally. And do you put Is it right on the tray, or do you put parchment paper or anything on
it? It makes cleanup easier if you have parchment paper on there.
And then you cool, you store in an airtight container for up to a couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah.
That's too well, but it won't last that long.
No, you'll eat it all that day.
And this is a great, great present. Between the lemon curd and Kitty's Christmas caramel corn, there's two that are absolutely you can't miss with those two things. So those are two really great items.
Should we post those recipes?
Let's post them this week.
Okay.
And we'll have, of course, coming up next week, some other wonderful ones, too. Why don't we do one more? And these are your peppered maple walnuts.
Yes, yeah.
These are so addictive. That's the problem. You make several cups, great with cocktails, salads, cheese plate. And the first time you make these, use 1 teaspoon of pepper. See if you like them. Spice it, and you add some more. And it's really that simple. Again, a little butter, salt, black pepper, maybe some chili powder, you mentioned.
Yeah.
And then maple syrup. You don't use corn syrup. You use maple syrup.
No, not corn syrup.
And then the walnut devil. Halves. The devil. And then walnut halves. 300-degree oven. Combine all the ingredients except the walnuts in a pan. Stir to a simmer. Simmer for a few minutes till thick. Place the walnuts in a large bowl. Pour the mixture over. Toss. Line the baking sheet with parchment. Foil or silicone baking mat. Spread them around. Bake for 40 minutes. Stir. Turn the walnuts every 10, 15 minutes. After 40 minutes, the walnuts will appear fairly dry. Slide them off the tray onto a wire rack. Let them cool. Don't eat them. You'll burn your mouth.
Yes, they will.
And then store in an airtight container for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. So there's three.
You could make all three and go nuts, you know, and never spend a dime on, you spend for the food you do. But
so
you might have all of these things in your cupboard. Anyway.
Absolutely. So why don't we post those three this coming week?
Okay.
So people have plenty of time to shop for ingredients and think about gift giving for neighbors. That would be great for neighbors.
What do you make?
We make the caramel corn. Caramel corn, absolutely. That's like a no-brainer. And everyone goes crazy over the caramel corn. And lemon curd we make for ourselves.
Yeah.
But I don't give it away as gifts. I know.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's okay.
Loosen up, Steve.
Yeah.
It's the holiday season. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll meet our two special guests right after this. You will want to hear from these two gentlemen who have come up to join John and me to talk about the debut of a very, very exciting new restaurant in Sonoma.
Did you know that KSRO is more committed than ever to updated local news? 4 updates an hour mornings, updated local news at noon, 2 updates an hour afternoons, all day coverage of local news on KSRO.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
In Petaluma, the Eastside Market at Lucchese Park is Tuesdays from 10 to 1:30 year-round. You can do last-minute Christmas shopping, too. They'll be open Tuesday, Christmas Eve. All the winter stock veggies are in, good for soup, stock, and stuffing. Pears, pomegranates, apples, and berries are abundant. Petaluma's Strauss Family Creamery offers certified organic milk, yogurt, butter, ice cream, and their famous whole milk. Anna Seafood sells fish straight from the docks. Get local meats from Betha Springs Ranch. Acadena Cheese has yummy goat and cow milk cheeses. Far West Fungi has an assortment of mushrooms, including cremini, lion's mane, and shiitake. Food products include Wine Country preserves, lasagna, pasta, and sauces from Italian Corner, and the Hummus Guy is stocked full of assorted hummus. You'll also find fresh honey, restaurant-quality food vendors, and local artisans selling candles, soaps, and jewelry.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact mails.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
Paradise If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Sardo Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash, celebrating our 38th year on the air, America's longest running radio food show. And we're thrilled to welcome today two of the very important people who have made Enclos a reality. It's a new restaurant right in the town square of Sonoma. And it just opened, was it last Thursday, a week before? Is that, I think that's about right. I mean, we have the chef and the winemaker with us this morning in this, Brian Limoges. Brian, you opened the restaurant, was it Thursday, a week or so ago?
Yeah, Thursday was the grand opening. We had the ceremony Wednesday where we cut a ribbon, and then first night of the official service was that Thursday, yeah.
And the restaurant, from the feedback I have received from three people that have been there, said it's spectacular, a revelatory dining experience with the words that people used.
It's a beautiful place, too. Yeah. You should talk a little bit about how you've arranged it. It's a surprise. I guess one of the surprises is to walk into the kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely unassuming from the outside.
Yeah.
You know, it's a 1800s old historical Victorian home. So if you're walking down the street, you kind of just see the Victorian home. And if you don't know what it is, it's pretty unassuming. Then you walk through. Our entrance is through our lounge, which has a ton of plants. And then you go inside, and it's completely, you know, it doesn't, you know, you don't feel like you're in a Victorian home because it's transformed so much.
Was it an operating restaurant before?
Yeah, it was. So we, our owners, it was called Edge. It was definitely an evolution of what first started as. It was more of a, I think it was a dinner club for our members, and then proceeded to be open a few nights a week to the public. And then, you know, just like anything with the McClowns, they really want to elevate and offer high quality experiences. Along, you know, that's what comes with the wine. And so, at every step, when I got involved, they were always so generous with creativity and wanting to take everything to the next level. So
you mentioned the founders of Stone Edge Farm and Winery,
yes,
in Vineyards just now. Yep. Talk about them for a moment.
Yeah, Mac and Leslie McClown. Morgan is their son. Mac, you know, unfortunately passed away in October. I can't articulate how much of a legend he is. You know, I think
in the wine world.
Mm-hmm. In the wine world and just in the world in general, you know, like the few interactions I had with him over the year. I say few because you know, they go by so quick, because he's just like he's just a profound person, or he was, you know, like talking to him, it was just, he has so much knowledge, and you just want to listen rather than talk to him. You know?
Well, he makes world-class wine, and we'll meet the current winemaker in just a moment. So this was a vision of his to establish this restaurant, Enclos, E-N-C-L-O-S, which means entrance, doesn't it? Or surrounding? What does it actually mean?
Yeah, enclosure.
Enclosure.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the restaurant. Let's also say hello to Alejandro Zimmern. Good morning, Alejandro. And you're the winemaker at the restaurant currently, not for the winery.
Correct. I'm the winer since 2018, taking over Jeff Baker.
From Jeff Baker. And you also study with a guy that we just love, and that's Mr. Couture.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about him.
Yeah, he's definitely an amazing personality, amazing guy. He grows the grapes for the winery, although he doesn't like to be called viticulturist. He likes the term farmer. He's currently farming cover crops in our vineyards, which will then will go and will introduce the nitrogen to the soil, so we have healthy soils, healthy ecosystem in the ground. Well, he's an amazing personality.
So would you? There's a little there's a little accent in your voice. How did you get here?
Oh yeah, I was born in Argentina, and then my parents moved when I was 5 years old, and I grew up in Spain. Therefore, the accent you may notice.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Yeah, and then I decided to, living in Spain or Argentina, you drink wine, but I wasn't thinking I was gonna become a winemaker. But then I came here to grad school to UC Davis, and I fell in love with the science of wine and the people that make it.
And you worked in Napa Valley. You worked in New Zealand. Where did you work beforehand?
Yeah. So I work mostly in Napa Valley wineries, Pride, Paul Meyer, a little harvest in New Zealand, very intense, very short. And then came back and Michael Mondavi, where I worked for 3 years. And then I met Phil. I met Jeff Baker. And they introduced me to Mac, which is amazing. Like Brian said, amazing person to talk to or to listen to.
So you specialize, don't you, in Bordeaux wines?
Correct.
Yeah.
Because Mac's passion was Bordeaux. Many wines, but especially Bordeaux. He wanted to have a winery that would work on Bordeaux varietals. So we're only Bordeaux, and we only make 4,000 cases of reds and 500 cases of whites, only Bordeaux.
And where are your vineyards?
So we have a small vineyard, which is also the home of the McQuowns, and that's west of the town of Sonoma, and that's only 4 acres, all Cabernet Sauvignon. And then in 2012, Mac acquired and secured a vineyard site in the Cave Del Road. So that's in the Mayacamas Mountains. It's a beautiful 160-acre property, but only 18 acres are planted, and it will remain like that. It's a stewardship of keeping that place as a natural reservoir. So 18 acres planted, and we have all five red varieties of Bordeaux, plus Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon too, a small block.
I'm looking at the wine. I looked at the wine list. And it's not just the Stone Age Farm wines that are on your wine list.
Correct.
Producers from all over the world.
Yeah. From the beginning, we love to put our wines with Bordeaux wines, but we also understand that there are dishes. I mean, wine is part of a food, so we understand that there has to be other wines also.
Do the two of you work together with menu and wines?
Or do you work which comes with first? The sommelier at the restaurant.
We have a wine director that I think takes into account the history and the profiles of the wine, but also he created a whole wine list that is beyond that as well.
It's a remarkable wine list, not only of course deep in reds and whites and champagnes, but also I noticed other type of libations and beverages besides just straight wine.
Yeah. Ian Cobb. I make sure I want to say his name. He's. I think when we originally talked, we talked about Old World because of Mac and his passion. But introducing New World and beyond, just because the restaurant is about Sonoma. So when we can highlight small producers, we like to. But also, mirroring Mac's passion and like the what the genesis for the restaurant is.
But sake.
Yes, yeah. And
which was interesting to see that on the menu.
Yeah, and Ian, that's one of his passions, and so he likes to pair sake with a lot of things, which is, it's non-traditional, but it goes really well with some of the Japanese-based flavors that we put into the dishes.
So is there How would you describe the food there? It's pretty eclectic.
For sure.
But it's not European, it's not Asian, it's not any of that, but it's all of those.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It is definitely eclectic. I drew from different cuisines and different attributes that I really like about the cuisines. Obviously there's more I like about them, but for me, French technique, the Nordic sense of locality and using the ingredients of where we are, that's where, Sonoma is the inspiration. And then Japanese based flavors. So misos, mm-hmm. we have I brought a guinea hen wing garum that we're going to taste today.
Okay.
So using those techniques and base flavors, we have the farm. So we really try to utilize all of our waste. Same thing with when we get proteins in the chickens, we take all those parts and we create something from them that we can use in base flavors. So those are the three pillars of my cooking. And we'll go a little bit outside of that, but I think that's kind of our base for how we look at things.
So can you give us just a brief history of your culinary journey?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm from New Hampshire originally. So I think there's a huge nature part of that growing up in rural New Hampshire, lived 10 minutes away from Vermont, which is, the green state. So going there, going to school, culinary school in Vermont, got a degree, moved to Boston and worked in some really busy restaurants, James Beard award-winning chefs, and then moved to San Francisco. At the time, San Francisco was one of the three only cities that were rated by Michelin. So in wanting to further my career, I just, wanted to put myself in what I thought was the most challenging and most fruitful situation. So my wife and I, shout out to Katie, we moved to San Francisco and worked at Atelier Crenn for a year and a half. I was a sous chef there. Then I went to Quince, reopened mm-hmm. that restaurant after a major renovation, and I was there for, I consider Quince kind of my alma mater. Mm-hmm. I was there for almost 5 years. I was executive sous chef when we got 3 stars. And so that place is really special to me, and that's kind of where the French foundational cooking comes in. Certainly Italian cuisine as well, pasta making. And then from there I opened Birdsong, Chris and Arthi as the chef de cuisine. Then I moved to England. I was like, I always wanted to work in Europe, and just continually every step of the way, it was like, what's going to be the hardest next step, and what's going to be like, what's going to give me the most experience. So sold all of our stuff after 8 years of living in San Francisco, moved to rural England, to be the head chef at a luxury hotel, in the Lake District, which is 4 hours north of London. 3 months after that, Brexit happened. So basically, the core working staff of England, there was a bit of an exodus. And then 2 months after that, COVID happened. So not what I was expecting, but it certainly was the most challenging thing I could have put myself in unexpectedly. So when I came back, Cezanne Restaurant Group, they were in the middle of kind of trying to reopen everything. So I was hired as a corporate chef for them. Mm-hmm. So we reopened Los Angeles, reopened, Angler San Francisco, got that back up and running, and had a great time at Cezanne as well. And so from there, then that's when I met the McClowns and mm-hmm. kind of got to talking. And moving to Sonoma was probably one of the better decisions that we've made in our lives, my wife and I. We were really hesitant about it at the time, just because we had just gotten back to San Francisco, like traveling from England. So like the idea of moving somewhere else, we'd moved like, I don't know, 8 times in 4 months, 5 months, just because of the going from one place to the next. So that's why this restaurant is so special and so personal, is because of all these little things that kind of culminate to this restaurant, and how we've just basically time and time again have just pushed all of our chips into the middle of the table and said, let's do it. And this you know, it just, it all kind of is a culmination to this.
So one of the things that comes up is that you're after a Michelin star. I don't know whether that's your well, it's interesting. You talked about that's not so important to you. I mean, it would be nice to get it, but
yeah, I mean, I would love to get a star. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I would love to get as many stars and as many accolades as we can. But my focus, I think once you start chasing those stars, the sole purpose of why we're doing this kind of goes away. You know, our goal is to make really interesting, creative food that satisfies our guests. And that's kind of our mantra, is like, how can we make the service so hospitable, as like hospitable as we can and delicious as we can? That's our goal. And I think all those accolades come with it. You know, if we're chasing stars and we're like, we're going to walk a guest to the restroom in order to get a star. It's not really what we're doing it for. You know, we're walking a guest to the restroom so that they know where it is, you know, and we're pulling a chair out for a guest and pushing it in because we want them to feel comfortable. Yeah. All that stuff for us is like, that's the standard, you know, like we're not creating a standard for Michelin. We're creating it for ourselves. Do I want stars? Absolutely. But like, that's the point.
That's not the end.
Yeah.
Enclose, the new restaurant in Sonoma, just opened about 8-9 days ago. Chef Brian Limoges is joining Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the Chaos Hurdle Kitchen. And we're thrilled to have the winemaker from Stone Edge Farm Vineyards, the wonderful man with the beautiful accent. That's Alejandro Zimmern. He's the winemaker. And we'll be toasting to your success right after this. This is KSRO. It's the Good Food Hour.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
License number 254603.
Hey everyone, I'm Danny from Gatelli Plumbing.
And I'm Laura Lee.
Oh, no you're not. You're Aunt Laura.
Okay, call me Aunt Laura.
We want to wish everyone the merriest of Christmases.
Absolutely. Oh, and thank you.
Yes, thank you for trusting Aunt Laura and me.
And all our awesome plumbers.
With your pipes and toilets.
Sinks and water heaters.
And all those drains.
No, really. Like a million drains.
So many drains.
Maybe there's more than a million?
I mean, it was a lot of drains.
I wonder how many drains we're gonna clear next year.
Well, there will be more, for sure.
More than a million?
Gotta be.
G-O-T-E-L-L-I, go tell me.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Have a safe and happy new year.
Happy holidays, everyone. If you have drains, visit us online at GatelliPlumbing.com.
Are unwelcome guests causing a stir on your property? Don't let rats take over your home. Take a stand against these unwanted intruders with a free rodent inspection from the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District. They'll help you identify attractants and entry points around your home and suggest non-toxic solutions to keep rats away. Safeguard your home and reclaim your peace of mind. Request service online at msmosquito.org. The Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District is ready to work with you to keep your property rat-free.
Make your holidays bigger and brighter with Prize Picks, the best place to get real money action while watching your favorite sports. Join now because this holiday season, Prize Picks is giving away 2 free picks in December, and they're giving away $30+ million in rewards during Picksmas. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code PRIMETIME and get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code PRIMETIME on Prize Picks to get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.
I'm KSRO's Doug Dodge with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. This weekend in Sonoma County, you can expect some heavy rain and strong winds. Flood warning will be in effect till Sunday afternoon. Rainfall potential up to 3 inches and up to 5 inches in Cloverdale, Napa area. Wind gusts could reach 55 miles an hour with a wind warning for our coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5, 96.9 KSRO.
KSRO Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash. Delighted you could join us today in the kitchen. And we're thrilled that Chef Brian Limoges could join us from Enclos, E-N-C-L-O-S, new restaurant in the square in Sonoma, just opened about 9 days ago. And the winemaker from Stone Edge Farm, and it's Alejandro Zeman. He's joining us, and we just poured a glass of beautiful Sauvignon Blanc Sémillon blend, which is a popular white wine that you make, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it's actually our only white wine that we make.
It's a classic Bordeaux blend.
The beginning we wanted to do a Bordeaux white. So it's this one in particular we're tasting is a 2022 Sauvignon Blanc, 77% Sauvignon Blanc, 23% Sémillon. And it's from the Moon Mountain District AVA, all from our property at Silver Cloud.
Beautiful and very food friendly too. And speaking of which, Brian, would you talk about what you brought us this morning?
Yeah, so we're gonna taste a couple things today. So there's a few things. So two of them we're working on. We've been working on them for a while. One is a black jujube, so it's similar to how you would do black garlic. It's 85 Celsius for 3 months, and it's so same way you would do black garlic. We dehydrate it so that it afterwards, so that it has a better texture. But it's kind of that way we take vegetables and we turn them into something else in order to use them down the road.
So how would you use us?
So we'll put it same way you would maybe use black garlic. We'll make a dressing with it. We'll put it in the base of a sauce. Because it's a finished product, we like to put it with stuff that's not going to get too much heat or, put it with, cook through it. So we'll finish a lot of sauces with it.
So this would be emulsified into a sauce?
Exactly.
Into a sauce.
Yeah.
This is really a wild product. Can you buy this commercially?
You cannot buy that commercially. For sure not. You can buy black garlic.
This is such an interesting flavor.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely complex.
So what is a jujube?
It's a good question. I think it's a pit similar to a date where it, I think it's very similar to a date.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's next on the plate?
So next we have, a guinea hen garum. It's the solids from the guinea hen garum. So it's a garum is something, it's kind of like fish sauce. So, it's salted at about 12% salt, and we let it ferment at 60 Celsius, 60 to 80% humidity, and we let that go for about 4 weeks. So that's all the trim from the guinea hen. We roast it, and then we grind it like you would a sausage, and then we add that salt, and then it ferments, and all of what you're tasting right now is the solids that we put through like a potato ricer. Wow. So it's so you get, it's salted. We add that. We make a chili butter with that, and we put it on grilled oysters.
It's sensational.
Yeah.
It's the essence.
So garum is it's the precursor to fish sauce.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
Well, this is like where fish sauce is never thought to go.
No, I know. Before. So much about why you could never eat fish sauce like this.
No,
it's
that's
too
true.
Salty.
That is a wild presentation. What's next on the plate, Brian?
So the next we have a savory bread pudding. So this is something that we will often do for a canapé. So we kind of traditional as a bread pudding, we take sunchokes, Jerusalem artichokes, we roast them. And we make a thick custard with them, sliced croissants really thin, and then we bake that. We press it so it becomes like this really nice block of layered custard and croissant. And then we kind of sear it like you would French toast. And then this is dressed with a coffee oil, so roasted coffee oil and a smoked maple syrup. And then on top is caviar that we cure with our own salt. So I'll go to the ocean, I'll forage seaweeds. The water that goes through those seaweeds is really nice and pure. So I'll take some of that water, I'll make salt with it. We give it to our caviar supplier. They cure the caviar for us. And then this is Onclo Reserve caviar. So it's very much like quintessential what we like our ethos, you know. We're taking something that belongs to this area, we're applying it to an ingredient and making it kind of our own.
It's really wild to be able to personalize and have a signifier as that's something you actually participated in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's yeah, exactly. That's our.
It's really
that's
wild.
So this is Tsar Nikolai, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah,
a great producer.
And can you talk a little bit about them?
Yeah, absolutely.
We had Mats and Daphne, remember, on the show about 28 years ago.
Oh, wow.
When
yeah.
they were first getting going in the yeah. mid-90s, and they brought a whole caviar service for us.
Yeah,
we're really very fond of them and knew their product was going to be right at the top.
Yeah, it's great. I've been to the farm half a dozen times. It's right outside of Sacramento, so that's a big draw for us. It's white sturgeon, so this is how we make it luxurious. You know, it's already luxurious with the caviar, but it's not something. It's not somewhere from China or like, you know, any other country. It's right in our backyard. It's 2 hours away. We get to see the fish. Mm-hmm. We get to, you know, it's the closest, the most local caviar you can get. Really, that's kind of why we go with it. And it's obviously delicious.
And this looks up maybe a. I said, oh, is this a Parker House roll? But it's something not quite like a Parker House
yeah,
roll.
Yeah. So this is brioche. We make, and what you're going to enjoy it with is so that same caviar, we make a cauliflower bavois, so set with gelatin, the smoked sturgeon gel. So the same sturgeon that we get the caviar from, we use all the trim and we smoke it, and then we make a gel with it, caviar on top. And then you'll enjoy it with Otto Filet brioche. Our pastry chef, Sophie, she makes this really nice brioche. So we take Otto Filet corn that our farmer Colby grows. We dry it, we grind it. Chef Sophie makes polenta with it, folds it into that brioche, and that's what we serve with. That's what we serve on the tasting menu, and that's what we serve in our lounge with this bavois caviar set.
So when you go to the restaurant, it is a tasting menu.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So we have the lounge, which is a la carte for mostly for our members. You know, if there's availability, we will take, you know, anyone else. But
so how do you become a member?
You start buying wine. Alejandro can tell you about that.
You become a member of the wine club?
Yeah. Yeah. So membership is one case of wine per year of Reds.
And is this the outside lounge area that we saw?
Yeah. Yep.
It's a beautiful area.
Yeah, it's very nice, yeah.
And you can order a la carte at that area.
Yeah, completely different menu. We serve the grilled oysters with the chili butter. We serve the brioche with this caviar set. So it's, you know, it is a lounge, but it's just as elevated as the tasting menu, just a different format, different experience.
When we come back, would you please go through the current menu with us?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we make some comments about that.
Yeah.
And we'll continue to enjoy our Sauvignon Blanc and Sémillon and the beautiful plate you've assembled for us. You're listening to Chef Brian Limoges. He is the opening chef for Enclos, E-N-C-L-O-S. It's in the downtown square of Sonoma. Just been open 9 or 10 days, already receiving acclaim and accolades from people that have had a chance to dine there. And we'll tell you, of course, how you can dine there. Also joining us is Alejandro Zimmern. Alejandro is the winemaker for Stone Edge Farm Winery and Vineyards. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
KSRO, Bay Area home of the Las Vegas Raiders, with Jason Horowitz, Eric Allen, and Lakin Kennedy. Don't miss the action. Every Raiders game is here on KSRO.
Imagine a place where tradition meets innovation, a place where every baker from beginner to pro is part of a thriving community. Welcome to Central Milling's Artisan Baking Center in Petaluma, where this beautiful facility is more than just a state-of-the-art baking facility, it's a hub for lifelong learning and skill mastery.
With world-class instructors and a variety of classes tailored to all skill levels, you'll find the perfect fit, whether you're just starting out or refining your craft. And right now, use the coupon code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class.
Artisan Baking Center is not just a baking facility. It's the farmer, the miller, and the baker all working together to preserve American farmland for tomorrow. Employee-owned and operated, their team is personally invested in the quality of their products.
Go online to see all the classes available. From pizza to desserts, baguettes to pastas, you're going to find a class just right for you. Use code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class. Go to centralmilling.com and click on Bake.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact mails.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
The Sonoma County Legal Line. Get answers to your legal questions on a wide variety of issues. Real answers from Satare Law, a personal injury law firm powerhouse.
I was involved in a car accident sustaining injuries. I was not at fault. Should I hire a personal injury attorney?
Personal injuries can be emotionally and financially devastating. Daniel Satare is an attorney who specializes in personal injury law with extensive experience in auto, bicycle, and motorcycle accidents, wrongful death, and more.
My partner suffered spinal injuries in a car accident. And we don't have health insurance. Can we get the other insurance company to pay for upcoming treatments and lost wages?
Daniel Satare and his team will guide you through the challenging issues of a personal injury case, always protecting your legal rights. Get answers to your legal questions on a variety of issues. Real answers from law offices like Satare Law. Find out if you need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to KSRO.com now and click on the Sonoma County Legal Line.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Sardo Kitchen, Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, our 38th year on the air. Thrilled that you're still with us, and still that we're still with you.
Actually, it
works,
right.
It works both ways. Chef Brian Limoges is joining us today. We couldn't be happier to have Brian debut on Clo, the new restaurant in Sonoma, on the show. ENCLOS. It is a tasting menu format. We're going to start through the menu, the current menu, and also We have Alejandro Zimmern, the winemaker at Stone Edge Farm. Wines are prominently displayed on the list, of course, because the founders were the inspiration for this restaurant. And
can I ask how many courses in the tasting menu?
We say 10 to 12. Uh-huh. We have, so the canapés we say is one course, although there's, you know, four different bites. Mm-hmm. Minudis are one course, but we, you know, there are four to five bites. So in that regard, probably 10 to 12, yeah.
So you won't go home hungry?
I don't think so, no.
but you won't go home stuffed and uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's our goal. You know, like the French way of cooking is so heavy, and so we always, you know, early on, in my cooking career, I never want people to, you know, I had a chef that say we want them, you know, we want our guests to go out dancing after, you know. So it's like the goal is not to have them overstuffed, but to have them, you know, satisfied.
I think the hottest Instagram photo I've seen, of course, is, you know, the venison and its antlers.
Yes.
It's a wild concept.
So what is it?
Yeah. So this is it's a perfect example of, you know, my journey to Sonoma and the idea that the restaurant is all about Sonoma. So when I moved here, I got to know the area by hiking. There's a nature reserve right next to my house. So every day I still go. You know, sometimes it's 8 miles, sometimes it's 4 miles, but I do it whenever the weather's good. I do it almost every single day. And so on these walks, I see, you know, lichen, so tree moss, wild deer all the time. The grass that dries out on the hills in Sonoma is oat grass. So, and then, you know, the combination of the deer, the deer is the state animal of New Hampshire. So a lot of like callbacks to my past and, you know, just inspiration behind that. So walking, you know, I'm thinking about it, and I've always wanted to plate something on antlers to kind of talk about New Hampshire. So I bought these antlers. I carved out a hole crazy. In them, like a spot for this, so for a canapé to sit. So the canapé is smoked oat tart. It's raw venison, a venison tartare. I forage for tree lichen, and then we fry it, and so it's the it's this combination of all these different things that were inspiring on the walk, and that's how that's a story we tell through the menu.
And can you eat fried lichen?
You can, yeah. It takes a little bit of work and a lot of R&D, but you can.
That's really well. Yeah. Would you read the current offerings on the Enclo tasting menu?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's we start off with canapés, gougere, spiny lobster. This is a crustade inspired by a lobster roll. Mm-hmm. The venison and its antlers, a pumpkin donut to celebrate white truffle season.
Oh.
And then following that is oysters from Marin. Oysters from Marin, and then rose geranium from our garden, and then preserved cucumbers that we have so many cucumbers over the summer, so we lacto ferment them, we pickle them, and so we serve them with those. And then Pacific amberjack. So this is one example where we dry age fish. So we'll get this fish in and age it for 3 days, and so the texture really firms up. It's really nice. Pluots that we put into a centrifuge and we clarify it so it becomes this consommé, and that's with green strawberry, fermented daikon. So lots of preserves here, and then that brioche that we just tasted through, mm-hmm. with cultured seaweed butter. Following that, we start to get into warmer courses with a chawanmushi inspired by clam chowder. So we have chawanmushi with two different types of Pacific clams, and then we ferment white asparagus and we use that in the chowder. So it's, you know, traditional accompaniments of a chowder, but with you know, with the chawanmushi for texture and the fermented white asparagus for that lacted acidity. Then this is like the really cool preparation that we do with tuna. So this is bluefin tuna caught off the coast of Half Moon Bay that we dry age for 60 days. So we treat it just like you would a ribeye that you want to dry age with the amount of fat.
So what happens to it after 60 days?
Yeah, it just intensifies in uh-huh. like in texture. Same thing as like a beef. You know, the enzymes break down some of the tougher tissue, and it has this like intense flavor that's not too fishy, and it's just really like umami forward. So we dried that for 60 days. We serve it with Koshkari rice from Sacramento. This woman is an absolute legend. She was an architect by trade. She actually visited the farm and to see the microgrid, and that's what inspired her to do this rice. So it's Koshkari rice from Sacramento. It's all organic. We could talk about that for days, but Koshkari rice, and then succulents from the farm, and then a sabayon made from passion fruit, brown butter, and sea urchin. And then we go into some savory proteins. This is duck from Sonoma, so we dry age these as well. We lacquer them in honey and then roast them, and then we serve that with berries and persimmon and burnt orange. This is a dish that our chef de cuisine, Chef Adam, kind of spearheaded, and that's kind of personal to him. So this is it's a really special dish. We serve a second service of all of the bones that we make into a consomme, and we pour that over pine from the farm, and we recommend the guests kind of drink through the pine to get all the fragrances of that as kind of a way to utilize the whole animal. And then we go into Masami Ranch Wagyu. So this is Wagyu. It's domestic Wagyu. It comes from similar areas as the caviar, so about 2 hours north of us. And we describe this dish as kind of different preparations of vegetables from our farm. So whatever is in season, whatever we've preserved that highlights the farm, we put on this. So right now we have fermented peppers that we lacto-fermented. We make that into a sauce kind of similar to bouillabaisse with saffron, and then we blend that fermented pepper in there. And then right now we're serving it with grilled lettuces, carrots from the farm, and pickled habanero peppers. Habaneros are one of my favorite vegetables. It's a habanero that's been genetically engineered to not be spicy.
Nice.
And it has all the fragrance and fruitiness of...
Is that the big fat one?
Yeah, no. It looks like a habanero.
Yeah, so yeah, like it's, but it's bigger.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger. Yeah, it's pointier.
We're almost out of time, and we have two more dishes: garden sorrel with pomegranate, macroot, lime, and bergamot, and then a curry squash cheesecake.
Yeah,
that's a wild dish.
Yeah, and then we end with some mignardises, and then we end with this giant honeycomb that goes on the table. So we have a chance to talk about our bees and our apiaries.
Oh my gosh! Well, it's an extraordinary dining experience. Yeah. It is open. Your restaurant's open Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
That's right.
Great. And people can make reservations online?
Yeah. If you go to our website, we have a landing page right now. We're going to launch our website next week. And then you go to talk and make a reservation.
Okay. Enclo, E-N-C-L-O-S. And enjoy some of the wonderful Stone Age Farm wines. Thank you, Alejandro, for coming in and pouring this beautiful wine for us today. Oh.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you, Brian. It was great having you in the studio.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
I know we'll be reading a lot more about the restaurant.
It's really exciting. Both of us looked at this menu and thought, what is that?
it's an exciting adventure, this menu.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know people are going to just love being awakened to new taste possibilities.
So. Yeah, we hope
Thanks
so.
Again.
Thank you.
Back next week, John Ash and Steve Garner, thank you for listening.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery,